to die. Never could die like other folks. I could just go down and come back as quick as I could. I had some brothers that could dive 40 yards.
Hmm.
They could dive in just to go under the water the wrong way.
Hmm.
Two brothers that could dive, and I never could stay under the water.
Mm-hmm.
It sang on me.
It hurts my ears when I get down there.
Yeah, it gets in my ear. Nose too. I get my breath, you know, and then get out of the water.
Did you have any trouble with people going out and falling in who couldn't swim?
People that still does that gets drowned, you know that.
Yeah.
Around
here?
Yes, sir.
Well,
I'm
further
away.
That's
drowned in the weekend.
Oh. Anybody lately?
Not too. Not
right
lately.
We went up north and saw visiting my brothers up there and had two brothers up there and they went on the creek was swimming and my brother went left to their kids said, don't let them kids go in the water. And you know, I was always mean, you know, and I'd get around close to water and I'd swing them in.
Hmm.
And think out like I just push them in, you know. And directly, my brother's wife and me was out there on the bank. She was raring about me pushing them in, you know. She knew she'd get into it if she got the phone.
Hmm.
My brother, he caught us out on the bank there and he shoved us in and that old lady grabbed me around the neck. Every time I'd come up, she'd take me under, you know. She said, I like to drown you.
Huh.
I couldn't hardly get out with security, you know. The water was deep, or he pushed us off the bank.
And she couldn't swim, huh?
She couldn't swim, no, and she just gone.
Oh, my goodness.
She sure did strangle me. I got out with her, but boy, it was hard to do.
Hmm.
When a woman's scared, they just grab you and hold.
Yeah.
And give you a chance to move your arm.
Better a woman than a great big old strong man, though.
They lasted about that many days out there, out there, shoving us in. I put the kids in, and she was trying to keep me from doing it, you know. She
yeah.
Thought, rather get mad and go home on these kids when they didn't know how to do it. Kids want to go in, I just sling them in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Harder than them, though. It wouldn't be fair for one to go in without the other, you know.
Yeah.
I was pushing them, I was getting them started, you know.
They could swim?
Yeah, all kids could swim.
Mm-hmm. What would you say a fellow did if he got down on his knees? And would that be a crouch? Would you say he crouched?
Mm-hmm. I believe it was.
Or hunkered?
No, you mean in the water?
No, I was just thinking on the, I don't know, the grass or here. Or
yeah, he'd be just crouching when he's on his knees and hands or something like that.
Well, I was thinking maybe he didn't get on his hands, just got on his knees. You say he what? Kneeled or knelt or?
Kneeling or knelt.
Knelt?
Yeah.
I guess you'd use that in church.
We better all be using more.
Yeah.
wait a minute. There's a lot of these preachers don't.
They don't
pray
now anymore.
They're afraid to get
the
bridge dirty.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Afraid people won't come back.
They stand up and pray now most of the time.
Most everybody does. Oldest people still need us pray.
But the Baptists, they stand up.
Hmm. Yeah, come think of it. Went to a Methodist service a while back and we stood.
They all stand anymore. They don't need to pray.
Don't seem to me like
it's right to go in and stand and pray. I was always raised to kneel, get him on the book. Well, the rest of them did when he was at the band, see where you sit.
You could always sit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sit,
I just
get on my knees.
Mm-hmm.
Feel bad.
Well, we've come to the point where we can lie down and do it.